Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the Mesilas Yesharim. And we are in the fourth Perek. We've already discussed in length the meaning of Torah. Torah brings to Zehirus. It says that Ramchal, Hinei Mashem Eviyas Adam Ela Zehirus, Ulimur HaTorah. Generally, that which brings a person to watchfulness is the study of Torah. As if Vushimar Pinchas and Yorba Tilas Habraisa, Torah Milay Zahirus, the whole Braisa in which Mesilas Yesharim is predicated, starts with Torah Mevi'eli De Zahirus. Torah brings one to Zahirus. When one studies Torah, the light of Torah, the power of Torah, when it's studying directly the halachas of a certain area, it's going to help him in that area. But in general, there's a school of Torah. The Torah purifies a person, the Torah elevates a person, and it makes him more watchful in his Shemiras HaMitzvahs. Amnam HaDerech HaPrat, HaMevi Lazeh HaSponon HaSachom HaVod HaShachai Ba'adam, V'omek HaDin Aleha. But in a more detailed way, you have to think about the seriousness of Avodah, which one is obligated, V'omek HaDin Aleha, and the depths of judgment that one has to undergo for this Avodah, if one doesn't keep the Avodah. And this is going to come out from looking at Maisim that are written in Sifrei Kodesh. In other words, look, learn Tanakh and see the seriousness of Avodah. You see, now we're reading Parashas and Sefer Dvarim, which is Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu, telling us the seriousness of the Avodah and the Omek Hadin if we don't keep it. And also learn Ma'amari Chazal, that are Moira, that arouse us in these matters. This reflection has varying degrees of arousing, respectively, for those of wholeness of understanding, those of lesser understanding, and for the general masses. The Shlemi Adas, Tielem Arabimashis Baralem, Kiraka Shlem, Sordabaroy Shiach, Yachmon Mehem Belozulaze, Shein Ra Godol Michisaron, the Shlemus, Ashlemus Rachakam Imenu. That those of Shlemi Adas, those who have a wholeness of understanding, will be roused to watchfulness by their coming to see clearly that only perfection and nothing else is worthy of their desire, and that there is no greater evil than a lack of perfection and distance from it.
For
after this has become clear to them, and likewise, after it has become clear to them that the means to perfection are good deeds and good midas, they will certainly never consent to diminish these means or be lenient in them, since it has already become clear to them that if they diminish in these means or are weak in these means, not employing the full force necessary, they will not attain true perfection. Rather, it will be reduced in proportion to their reduction in exerting themselves to the necessary extent, leaving them lacking in perfection, which is a great calamity and great evil to them. So here we have three madrigas, as explained, there's a beautiful parish quoting Hamer Liakov, which we're going to be using in Mirz Hashem, of of Yaakov Rabinovich, who was a major Talmud Chacham, a massive Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, Bayit Vegan, who later in life got Lou Gehrig's disease, and he continued writing his Perush on the Mesillas Yesharim with his eyes, with a special computer program. But beforehand, he had written Shiurei Bikiyus, a set of Sfarim in Yeshiva Shemesechtes called Shiurei Bikiyus, Shiurim that he had given in Yeshiva, with Ha'aros Be'iyun, and the Bikiyus, what the Talmidim are learning Bikiyus. Agoponim, he says that the Ramchali was Kabeh three Madregas, one for the Shlemei Adas, those of complete understanding, those are less, and then for the masses. V'adehug hazeh hu mibchinat kitzur darkei ha'shichnua. And this is talking about minimizing the pathways of convincing. Shlemei Adas need the least convincing. The Beinonim need more convincing. And then the Hamon, the masses, need the most convincing. So we're going to start with the Shlemei Adas. They're Shoev Shlemos. When they realize that there's nothing worse than not being a Shalem, they're going to want to stay away from it. They're not going to want to have anything to do with a lack of Shlemos. And they realize that you have to have good midos and good maisim, so they're going to want perfection in midos and maisim. Says the Rav Zatzal, "Hamachshava el yona, hamisamenet et ha'anava b'hu merka, ki ha'kara shel ha'tviya el yona shem b'nishmat ha'adam v'shlemut." וההכרה שלעולם השאיפה של השלמת האופי שלו תישאר למעלה מיכולת התגשמות בפועל, ושזו בעצמה היא הגורמת את העילוי העליון והסדר הטוב בתהלוכות הנפש והגוף, שם שהיא מבשמת ומשפרת גם כן את העולם בחיים בכלל. זאת אומרת, רמח"ל says that only שלמוס that Shleimus is what is fitting to be Choymeit. What should one desire? One should desire Shleimus. And Maran Rav adds that a person can never actualize this for Shleimus. And this brings him higher and higher. Le'olam ha'shifa shal shlamat ha'ofi shalot yishel le'mala me'yacholot ha'tkashmut b'fla'a. You're never going to be able to be a Shalom. But that causes one to constantly go up, because he realizes there's always more to improve. He never made it. And the Ramchal says that Shleimus is the only thing that's roi sheyachomed mehem, and there's nothing worse than a chisaron of Shleimus, and that a lack of Shleimus is a sara gedoyle v'ro rabo. Rav writes, אין תכלית ההצלחה לאדם לומר ששיג כל השלמות הראויה לו להשיג, כי אם תמיד שהוא שוקק להוסיף שלמות. The Ramchal says that only shlemus is what a person should desire, and chayser shlemus is a tzara gedola. The Rav says that the hisaskus, being involved in reaching shlemus, has to be chaviv for a person mitzad atzma. A person should enjoy the fact that he is working right now on achieving shleimus. In other words, the height of hatzlacha is not the shleimus itself, but rather the tshuka in his nefesh to add more shleimus. So the ikar is the shkika, not the actual shleimus. So the fact, like the Rav talks about in Aris HaTshuva, in fact, the one has tsar, the one doesn't have shlemus, that's a type of shlemus. Also in the Igros, he writes this. We learned a letter recently. ומשא נפשו, להזכיר שימצא את כל תעודתו רק בתשוקה של הוספת יתרון ומעלה. האדם הוא בלתי שלם בסופו במידותיו ומשא נפשו לאיזה תכלית יהיה כל מערכת האמצעים, עליו במסע כבד אמנם איש השלם שידע, אמיתת מציאותו באשר הוא אדם, מצליח על המון פעולות, יכיר בכולם תכלית נשגבה. הוא עסק והבאת עצמו על השלמות, על שלמות נפשי ובכל מין שלמות. כי העסק והעבודה שהוא פועל על מהלך השלמות ראוי שיהיה חביב ורצוי על האדם, מצד עצמו כן הוא רוצה תמיד מנוחה בכל פעולות ההפסיד. אבל המחל עושה זה, you don't have שלמות? It's a tzara gedola. The only thing you should desire is שלמות. And the Rav says, not only should you desire שלמות, but even more than that, you should desiring שלמות, being on the path to שלמות. And that's our job. You should feel great about that. You should feel shleimus in the fact that you're a built ishalim working towards shleimus. הדעה ברורה שהשגת אמיתת התכלית היא מנועה מחוק יכולת אדם בציורו, כן זאת היא שלמותו. חיבת הקודש על עבודה מבידעתו לשלם יותר. He knows he's never going to make it. He knows he's never going to reach Shlimus. So therefore his joy is that he's working towards Shlimus. We don't want to put a person in a matzav in life. He's always frustrated. But he's never making it. He keeps swinging and missing the pitch. He keeps swinging and missing. Wants to hit a home run, and he never gets the home run. He misses, or he pops out. That's frustrating. The ref says, no. You're at the plate, and you're swinging. You want to get a hit. You want to hit a home run. That in itself is shlemus. Aken avodati tia krova rochai chaviva lo b'nima kedoshim. Any avoda, whether it's a close avoda or far, even if it doesn't bring you so close, it doesn't matter. You're working towards closeness. But one should desire is the avoda of becoming, not to be a shalim, but to be a mishtalem, to be somebody who is working towards perfection. The Ramchal writes, "Nimtzim chaserei hashlemut mashulam tzara gedola v'ra'a rabba." Lacking shlemus is a great tzara. It's a great evil. Rav says, Shimon Kvatsim He Kufam Aleph, Enayah Peitet and Kufain He. Not sure exactly where. Mitoch She'en Adam Misugal La'akiv Shum Te'ur U'ma'ala B'yidiyah U'midan Tova B'shlemuto V'im Zeh Nafsho Reget Liyot Mashlim Et Tziurav. על כן, מכולה התמיד בין השאיפה ומניעת היכולת. Because a person can never have shlemus, and yet he desires to reach the shlemus. Therefore, he's always in this conflict between his desire and his inability to carry out his desire. אני אומר, דומה שלמי ששני הזלמים עלה לקשורה, אמר שלמה אותו באמת, בשלמה שאינה פוסקת בגידול דירי. הוא חייב צריך להיות מוסיף הולך בעצמיותו, הוא רוצה עוד בהוספת בהתווספות, בהתוספת התדירית, יותר מבכל טוב. So what do you have to do? You have to desire to add, to improve. And that's what makes you happy, the fact that you're improving. ונפשו מתמלאת תמיד, הודעה דינה פנימית ליוצר כל, שברא את יצורה וכל העלומיו בצורה דינה כזאת, שמדים במצב של התעלות תדירית. And a person is filled with thanks to the Creator that He created the world in such a way that we're constantly able to elevate ourselves. אבל אם איננו פונה על עצמיותו על ההתראות, התראות וההתעדרות החיצונית, אז אין לו חפץ כלל בגידול התדיר. What about you're trying to impress other people? Then your little improvements don't mean anything. Well, they're not noticing. They're not noticing. They just see an imperfect person before them. They don't know what's going on with you inside of you. They don't know that your thoughts are improving and your intentions are improving, your motivations. They don't know that you're having more kavana when you daven. They don't know. So if a person's only going for that, for what people are going to say, he's not going to be happy, not going to be satisfied. אז אין לו חפץ כלל בגידול התדיר. Because nobody else, other people don't recognize it, these little baby steps of growth. But that's really what should make a person happy, because that's what we're here for. Those little baby steps, because that's man. Revolutions most people don't have. Little by little. שרוצה בצוויונות כאלה שיהיה יכולת הדרו לתייפות בהם מחוץ לעצמיות, זהו מוצא רק במושגים שלמים בתכלית. שם הם חיסרון הורי לקבל תוספת, ואינו שם לב למה, שם אם הלך לפצוע זה יורגו מן החיים בפעם אחת, ורק כך יהיה משומם, אבל הלא לתדר פעם אחת יוכל. In other words, if a person receives covet and appreciation from others because of a certain shlemus that he reached, it's not going to continue. Because people are just going to be used to it. And then he's going to have to achieve a new shlemus for them to appreciate it. And when somebody's on a certain level, everybody just gets used to it, that that's the way he is. And they don't appreciate it. So this person's going to reach a certain shlemus. People are just going to get used to it. He's going to get used to it. And then he's going to have to go after something else. בקניין ההשלמה הרוחנית יש מקום בתכונה של הידי הריצוי כדי שיתחזק להשלים עצמו, ולא ישתמש בה באופן המקטין את כוחות נפשו, כי אם כפי המידה הדרושה לגרש צללי העצלות שלא יסתפק בקנייניו הרוחניים שקנה לו, ולא יהיו רבים בעיניו, אבל נפשו תהיה מלאה תמיד אורה, שמחה וגבורה. In other words, the Ramchal says that a lack of shlemus is a great sorrow. It's a tzara gedola v'ra rabba. The people are striving for it, and therefore they're not going to rest until they get it. So Rana Rav argues, and he says that it's true that there is a place for this feeling of a lack of satisfaction, because the person chasronos, that your soul always has to be filled with light, happiness, with strength, and not with worry and a lack of menucha and feeling that things are terrible. So he writes, "B'kinyan ha'shlamah ruchanit yesh makom b'tchuna shel hayedei ritzu." There is a place for this quality of not being satisfied. Kedei she'yitchazek la'shlim atzmo, in order that a person should be mischazek to perfect himself. But you shouldn't use it b'ofen ha'maktin et kochot nafsho in such a way that lessens the kochos of his nefesh. But rather, that he shouldn't be lazy. But don't be frustrated. Don't say, "Oh, I don't have shlamah. These things are terrible." Asu Shalom, your soul always has to be filled with light, with simcha, and with gvura. So, we see here two different ways of looking at it. One is, until you get shlemus, you can't be satisfied. You should always be in a state of chosar menucha. You should realize your biggest tsar is that you're not a shalom. And in addition, we saw the derech of the Rav, who says that a person should dafka be happy with his little baby steps. And he should only use this lack of satisfaction to push away the atzlis. Whatever he needs for his aveda. But he's just using that tchuna of dissatisfaction in order to get him to work more, to work harder, to grow more. But in general, one should be filled with simcha, with gvur, with aura, because he knows he's gotten better. He's gotten a little bit better. And now we can do it any minute, any second. We just have a positive machshava, dibur, maisa, and we've gotten a little bit better. And then we feel great about it. And you have an opportunity every second, no matter where you are and what you're doing, to elevate yourself in some way. And that's a source of great simcha for a person. Shlemus we're never going to get to anywhere. So therefore the simcha is that we're working towards reaching shlemus. And every little act gets us closer to our goal. And we obviously have a belt more to say, so please stay tuned. And we shall bring another continue. Shalom, shalom.